making a difference in our community. This is Dr. Stephen Hill. Dr. Hill, thank you so much for being an excellent educator. You have been at Trent for almost two decades now, currently working in the School of the Environment. What is it about Trent University that has been such a great fit for you?
Well, it's the kind of place where you can make a difference, right? Even as a student or as a professor, you can come in and if you see something that's missing or you think the place needs something, you can start to work and make those changes, right? Whereas if you're at a really, really big place, then you don't have those same opportunities.
What is the biggest difference that you notice in dealing with students today versus when you first started?
I think students are the same, you know, but a lot of the technology changes. There's more information that's provided through computers, through phones, digitally. You know, you don't buy textbooks anymore. You don't buy a hard copy of your textbook. You get it through a website, and so a lot of that teaching has evolved, and especially in this last, you know, the last 12 months, where we've moved so much to a remote environment, it's caused us to actually have to rethink all sorts of assumptions that we have about how students learn. And that's one of the things that you do keep in mind as you're teaching, that the experience that I had as a university student is not the experience that someone has now. And so you have to keep re-examining your own assumptions about what students are doing and how they're experiencing and the things that they're living through. Students have a lot more pressures on them now, I think, than I certainly did, in terms of the cost of education, the need to have part-time or even nearly full-time jobs, the expectations that are placed on them when they have debt that they're accruing. So students have a lot of, you know, it's a different experience in that sense. More and more students are trying to think about what they'll do after university or after college. And there's lots of, you know, it's not as easy a job market.
What is your favorite part about being an educator?
Well, you know, it's one of the things that surprised me, actually, is how much I really enjoyed the seeing students that you taught go on to do really neat and impressive things. You know, students that when they're just starting and learning things and when they're young, and then they go out and they embark on their own jobs and their careers and they start their lives. And so I've been doing this long enough now that, you know, these people that were my students are kind of, you know, big wigs and they're big deals doing their real life jobs. And that's been one of the most rewarding things, just to see them succeed. And it's something I didn't really expect and anticipate. So I'd always just encourage people. I tell my own kids, you know, sometimes say thanks to the teachers that you had, because they don't know the influence they have. You know, all of us had those teachers, right? We all had those teachers in high school and other places that meant something really important to us. And the teachers probably didn't know how important they were to us. So it's good to reach out sometimes. Even myself, I saw a high school teacher of mine from decades ago last year, and just let him know how important he was in terms of my own life. And so I think it's good for us to celebrate those people and just let them know.
Dr. Stephen Hill, he is with the Trent University School of the Environment, and he's one of our excellent educators.